I'm your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to Alchemy, the podcast all about building a business on the front lines of the new economy.
Welcome back to this week's Alchemy. Very excited. We've got Alex Shegelman. He's the Chief Executive Officer from the Hempshire Group. Alex, great to have you on the show.
Great to be here. Thanks, Jeff.
Absolutely. So for all of our listeners that are tuning in right now, the Hempshire Group is actually the owner of Mountain Smokes. You might have heard of them. Super high quality organic hemp smoke, and soon launching their Delta 8 line. And Alex, you have a very interesting background. Obviously, you have, I know you very well at this point, and obviously, you know, sit on the board of Hempshire, but you know, you have literally 20 years of experience in investment banking. You're the co-founder and managing partner at Everleaf Capital. And, you know, you're pretty much a tried and true finance guy. So, you know, with your heavy finance background, and, you know, you've also invested pretty heavily in the Hempshire brand through Everleaf, and now you're the CEO. One, what's it like from a non-finance perspective, and how are things going for you?
They're going great. I had some experience in running a group in my last investment banking, as we'll call it, gig some time ago. And so what I got really good at, and maybe it's because of part-time laziness, is basically relying on a team. And what I find at Hempshire is we have a really, really strong team where it comes to marketing, branding, partnerships, events. All of our group operations, our CFO is remarkable. And so it makes life easy for me where I could go in on a more macro level and look at things like capital allocation. What's the most efficient use of our capital because we're small and high growth. So my team has made it incredibly easy to step in and guide the company.
Awesome. And yeah, I mean, I obviously have been working very closely with Bill as well. He's a machine.
Bill's amazing. A strong...
He definitely is one of the best CFOs I've come across in a long time. Very, very detail-oriented and just all-around great dude. So, Alex, a lot of buzz lately around the product, and you guys are now, you know, kind of kicking off the Delta 8 launch. Give us a little background first before we even talk about that. Like, talk to us a little bit more about, you know, Mountain Smokes. Like, who are they made for? What's the ideal consumer profile? Who's smoking them?
So the product is, you know, why we made the initial investment some time ago is I like the space. Unfortunately, you know, a couple of years ago it was a lot more booming from a capital perspective, and everybody was talking about it, and we all know what's happened since then. But the product itself is absolutely amazing. Our founder has created something that we've had virtually, if not 100% positive feedback on when people try it. The quality is incredible. Our manufacturer is superb, and so people really like it. The taste. We have a natural, which is just organic hemp flower, dried. You know, Dan, our founder, overlooks, makes sure the hemp is perfect. It's dried perfect for our grower who's in Northern Oregon. So we have a natural flavor. We add some sage mullein in the mix. We have a pineapple and a mint flavor, both of which is the same mix, but we have a capsule in the filter that you pop. It's natural flavor, and when you inhale it, you get that flavor of pineapple and mint.
I love the mint.
Yeah, the mint is one of the favorites, especially as we see a number of menthol, the FDA banning menthol cigarettes. We think that the mint is primed for a bigger move as that ban moves forward.
Well, Alex, you know what I think is very interesting from the smoke itself is, like, when you pop the little bubble or whatever it is in the filter, it's just really cool. Like, you feel it pop, and then it's just like, you know, it's almost like an experience, right?
Yeah, people love it. One of the things we've had to do is educate, because people, you know, we've had some of the feedback is like, well, where's the flavor?
Right. You gotta pop it. You gotta activate it.
Yeah, you have to go in and pop it, and once you do it, it's very tactile, right? Like, you can feel it. You pop it, and it's part of the experience. It's not new. It's been a kind of mechanism has been around for a while, but once people go, it's an aha moment, and they really like it.
Yeah,
yeah. It's especially, like you said, the mint is going to do really well for us. The pineapple is good too, and then, you know, people who like the naturals, just the natural smoke, it's a big seller too. As far as who smokes it, the feedback that we've been getting, you know, initially we came in and you know, we were going to deposition big tobacco, and you know, that sounds great, and but that's a lot of capital, and it's tough to do. But the feedback that we've got is there's a number of different people that smoke a product like this. There's people that really just like, there's in the naturals, there's a 70 milligram CBD content. On the flavors, there's a 50 milligram CBD content. So people do like that method of taking CBD. So, you know, we've heard people, you know, if they have anxiety or for a calming effect, they smoke that for that reason. One of the bigger things that we've had, and we've had this moment where on January 1st, we went viral, and we didn't know. We just, all of a sudden, I get a call saying, hey, our website is going crazy. And, you know, we had, it crashed twice because we've never had that much volume, and we quickly fixed it because our computer guy is amazing. But it was a micro influencer that we, you know, never had any business with, just said, hey, I'm going out for New Year's. When I go out, I drink, and when I drink, I smoke, and I hate tobacco, but I smoke Mountain Smokes instead. And it just blew up. So what we realized is that one of the biggest reasons to smoke, and our investor said the same thing. One of our biggest investors invested after, he's like, Alex, I smoke when I golf. I smoke two packs of these in 18 holes. He's like, these are amazing.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the key here, right? It's like, and obviously from sitting on the board, you know, I'm not an advocate of smoking cigarettes by any means. And, you know, when I was in undergrad, I definitely did smoke occasionally. But the fact of the matter is that there's no tobacco, there's no nicotine, right? You there's no high either.
No.
You essentially, you know, look, let's be real. It's not healthy to smoke anything, right? But, you know, the fact that you're eliminating all of these harmful toxins, you know, is people are going to smoke regardless, like, especially when they're out, right? I think this is a natural, nice alternative for people to, you know, have their fixation, right?
And I've seen it real time when, you know, we flew out, you know, I like to brag, everybody makes fun of me, but we were at the Super Bowl in Phoenix, and I had a carton of each flavor shipped, and we had 10 guys on the trip. Of course, you know, it's a guy's trip, so we're out, and we smoked all three cartons, and people went crazy for them for that same reason. Like, oh my God, I drank, and we smoked all of them for that. And it doesn't leave you with that heavy, heavy feeling of, you know, tobacco smoke or yellow teeth and your clothes smelling. It's just, I guess the best way to describe it, it's more fresh, right? So it feels, I hate saying it's healthier.
Right. It's a smarter way to smoke.
That's and that's our tagline, right? Smoke smarter. You're right.
Exactly. And I think one of the things that you guys also do, which is amazing, and this pisses me off, is like, you know, you're walking down the street, or you're in a parking lot, and you literally see cigarette butts everywhere, right? And they're not biodegradable. You guys obviously have your smoke. You actually have a biodegradable filter, right? Which is it's incredible.
Yeah, our naturals are biodegradable, unfortunately, with the filter with the flavors, because of the popping, isn't. But our natural flavors, everything is very biodegradable. We really, really focus on, you know, have that kind of earth first mentality for all of our products. You know, that's why everything's organic. So yeah, like we really, really focus on making sure it's a product that's, you know, made as best we can for the planet as well.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about the Delta 8 line that's launching, right? I think, you know, you guys have been really great as far as getting the word out there about this kind of like non-habit forming, no tobacco, no nicotine, no high. But with the Delta 8 product, right, things change a little bit because people are definitely going to feel something, right? So let's talk a little bit more about the product. And then, you know, is this focused on a different customer? Or are you going after a different audience, different niche?
So, yes. So, you know, we've been hearing about, obviously, Delta 8 for a while. It's nothing new. We really wanted to focus on our initial brand. And honestly, I woke up on a Saturday and said, I think we got to really look at this. And all I did was say, okay, when to our manufacturer and how hard was it going to be? And most importantly, was it going to change the flavor profile? Because that's what we're known for, is our taste and quality. And so we quickly had some samples made up within a day or two. They rolled it themselves, hand rolled. They have a hand rolling cigarette machine. And we sent it out to, again, our founder, who has an incredible palate, who created the smoke itself. And he's like, Shagelman, this tastes exactly the same, except I'm stoned. And so, right. So he's like, now we have the exact same quality, the exact same flavor. But now it has an intoxicating impact. And so we got really excited there's a lot of Delta 8 products. There's not a lot of, only a handful of Delta 8 products that actually look like a cigarette not everybody wants to smoke a joint, right? Smoke a pre-roll. And so this will have the same cigarette, the same filter, the same profile. If you just look at it, you won't be able to tell the difference. Right. But what we wanted to do is make sure that it's impactful. So there's 80 milligrams of Delta 8 per smoke. It'll be a 10 pack. Eric Starr, our chief marketing officer, is amazing. His he spent a lot of time at Apple and actually has a huge pedigree. It has designed an incredible package that you could tell there's the same line from our originals, from our current design. You could tell there's a flow. It's the same brand, but he's done an incredible knockout job of doing it. We're calling it our Elevate line. Obviously, the Elevate in the number 8. I'll say I came up with that. So not 100% finance. There is some creative juices flowing through me. And so we created this, and it's impactful from an intoxication standpoint. But what we did is we looked at the pricing, and we're not first, but we're coming out at an incredible, incredible price. So one of our competitors has an 8-pack with 80 milligrams per smoke that's selling for $30. We're coming out with this 10-pack, 80 milligrams, at MSRP of $13.99, and we're still making crazy margin.
That's great. And so, Alex, going back to the question that I had for you, because I think this is an important one. So you now have two SKUs, right, between the Mountain Smokes that are just with CBD and now the Delta 8 Mountain Smokes. Like, the audience is going to be very different.
Yeah, the audience now is just the audience that now is looking for something that they want to get high with. Something with an intoxicating effect, which is a huge market. That market, I think, is sometimes really looking because, yeah, there is a taste profile, but, you know, and maybe I'm wrong, but what I've learned is people, if there's a lower price point to which they can have the same impact, because it's not like a nice glass or a bottle of wine or a tequila, right? There's flavors, but if you can provide a good flavor for a lower price, I think we'll win that all day long. And I'm super, super excited to launch it. But yeah, it'll be a very, very, it's going after the consumer that wants to get high. And so just to go back, it's it'll be the same flavor. So we'll have six SKUs, 3 in the naturals with just the CBD. And then now with 3, the same flavors and 3 SKUs with the Delta 8.
Yeah. I think Delta 8's an interesting thing. I mean, I think it's, you know, because Delta 8 is sourced entirely from hemp and not, you know, cannabis, you know, it's basically legal at the federal level, you know, because of the Farm Bill back in 2018. So, you know, it's just very interesting, right? I don't look at it as a loophole, but it is actually, you know,
loophole-ish.
Exactly. Because that is, I mean, listen, hemp, you know, derived from hemp, and you're still able to have an intoxicating feeling. It's just like, It's kind of crazy, right?
Listen, like, you know, our founder smokes a lot of weed. Like, he called me, he's like, Shagelman, you know how much I smoke. He's like, I can't believe this is federally legal. And so it's interesting, Jeff, because it's legal federally under the Farm Bill. It's almost almost the reverse of THC, because THC is illegal federally, but then the states are making them legal state by state. This is Delta 8 is legal federally, but now on a state level, you know, we can't sell in every state.
Right.
And so, you know, when you're even our organic hemp smokes, we, you know, if you go to our website, we can't ship to every state. It'll be the same thing with the Delta 8. Thankfully, we have a very, very, very good lawyer who, you know, right down to making sure our packaging is correct on the Delta 8, and we have, you know, we're kind of taking the most onerous state and putting all that information on. And he has been on the forefront of some state battles at the legislature level to make sure that this stays as part of the farm bill and it's legal. So we have really strong representation that way. So we're guided properly to make sure that, you know, we're doing the right things, especially being, you know, a public company where we have to do things even absolutely the right way.
Now, you mentioned a little earlier that you had an influencer that was posting that basically broke the site back in the beginning of the year. Do you have a coordinated strategy from an influencer marketing perspective, or with this kind of just like people found you and then they were just talking about the product?
Yeah, so it's actually really interesting. We've had a lot of people post about us, and even some, you know, very big musicians. For example, Diplo just recently finished the LA Marathon. He crossed the finish line with our smoke in his mouth. He loves our product.
Stop it.
Right? Yeah. Like, and there was actually and it's funny because there was a running magazine in Canada that published an article with his face on it with our smoke.
That's hilarious.
Right? It was amazing. And so, you know, we send him product. He knows our product. Machine Gun Kelly, we found out he orders our product because he was ordering it under his real name from our website.
That's pretty funny. But I want to go back to Diplo for a second.
Yes.
He runs a marathon and then lights up a smoke.
Well, did you see before the marathon, he was putting, I don't know if it was LSD or MDMA in his drink that he drank while he ran?
Oh my God.
Right? So yeah, so it's Diplo, right? He put it in his mouth and he ran across. And his whole thing is he wanted to beat Oprah's time. And I was hoping, I'm trying to find out if we could use his image and say, you know, just have his image on our TikTok page, say, you know, I don't smoke, but when I run the LA Marathon and beat Oprah's time, I light up a mountain smoke.
That's pretty funny.
Right.
You should reach out to him. I love that.
Yeah. And we're, you know, we have some guys in our group that are very tied in. And so, yeah, we've been trying to reach out to him. So, but going back to your original question of influencers, the ones that we pay, previously we didn't really have an influencer or a social media program. And so when I came on, I'm like, okay, in this day and age, that doesn't make any sense. And it was just lucky enough that my tenure as CEO started Jan 1, and then Daniela Lopez is this micro influencer. She went viral.
Right.
And so I said, okay, well, that's telling, let's come up with a strategy. And social media, I mean, you'll appreciate social media is a strange thing. If anyone had kind of the magic button, the silver bullet to know exactly what's going to go viral at the right time, you know, you'd be worth billions. And so, like, you know, we hired an agency. It wasn't expensive, but we had some really substantive influencers, some with 6 million followers, some with 500,000 followers. And honestly, Jeff, like, it did nothing for us. Zero. And so we went back and said, okay, I think, and that's okay. It wasn't a lot of money, which it was a very interesting thought experiment. We thought what really worked was this micro influencer who went and educated, because it is a new product, her audience on what it is. Because a lot of these other influencers were doing these gag things like, I'm going to make my friend quit and I'm going to pour water on him and give him out and smoke. And it just didn't vibe with what we were doing.
Well, I feel like too, Alex, it's like you have, you know, there's so many kind of niche audiences that this would appeal to, but I could almost see, like, you know, even on TikTok or Instagram, like going after the, you know, the 20s, you know, low to mid to late 20, the kids that are going out to the clubs, they're partying, right? It's perfect for them. And then really kind of going after people that are trying to quit smoking because they're addicted to the nicotine, right? So, you know, I think that's a big thing for you guys. Like, obviously, smoking cigarettes, as we all know, is super unhealthy. You know, hemp is much more, I don't know if it's an oxymoron, healthier, right?
Well, it is. I mean, at the end of the day, all these chemicals, right? Which and nicotine, like, it is incredibly, it's far, 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 far less harmful. And we got to really be careful because we can't say helps you quit smoking. So we kind of have these taglines. You know, one of our taglines is smoke smarter. The other tagline is keep the ritual, lose the addiction, and to kind of get people to get people to do that. But And the influencers are doing that. So now that we've got more of a better line on influencer, it's funny because Daniela went viral again at the end of March with a similar post.
Really?
Yeah, and it was really, really interesting to see that. So then we kind of changed time. So listen, why don't we go to a micro-influencer who has way more engagement with an audience because they're, you know, micro-influencer who is an influencer in the truest sense of the word, not an entertainer. But an influencer where the audience listens to what they're doing, what they're wearing. And what we recently did to get more of that, speaking of that health, through one of our shareholders, I was introduced to an agent who manages MMA fighters. And we just sponsored one, Kyle Driscoll, who fought last Friday and won in the first round at Cage Warriors. And it was a fight in San Diego. And it was awesome because he had these shorts. Our logo was on the front of his shorts. He's going to do some posts for us as well. And so that kind of, and you know, talking to the agent, these guys do, you know, they're athletes. And to calm down, and when they're out, they will light up once in a while. And they want something like this.
Oh, yeah.
So we have another five fighters of his that we're working with that you'll see these posts coming from them in the coming weeks as well. You know, to the likes of, you know, I go to the gym, I work out hard, and afterwards I like to relax with one of these Mountain Smokes. So it's a really interesting, that kind of moves us into that more of a, you know, we don't want to say it's healthy, but when you see these athletes are okay with this, it speaks volumes.
So Alex, I don't know how we already got to the end of the show, but you know, when that's what happens when you're talking about cool stuff. We're having a good time here. So anything that you could kind of give us a little bit of a preview into the rest of the year, anything coming down the pike, anything exciting, anything that you're really excited about?
Yeah, so I'm obviously, as we spoke, really excited about the Delta 8. We're having samples, like true samples made up here at the end of the week that we'll really start be able to send out to distributors, stores. You'll see it pre-sale on our website in about 2 or 3 weeks. We'll have the product, our first batch in hand in about 4. So that's really, really, really excited to launch that product. And then just moving on again with just as I mentioned, with these influencers and the MMA fighters and our programs and our marketing, just really excited for the rest of the year. And then, you know, hopefully come back and talk about some broader partnerships and let you know if we ever got a hold of Diplo and see if we can put something together with him.
I love it. And so Alex, before we go, we always do a couple quick fire questions at the end to, you know, learn a little bit more about you.
Sure.
Are you ready?
100%.
Okay, first question. What's the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Chocolate-covered ants.
Was it good?
Crunchy.
Would you recommend it to others?
It's an acquired taste, not for me.
I've never had chocolate-covered ants before, and I have no reason to start eating them either.
Yeah, that was a weird vibe. Yep.
Okay, so if you could have any superpower, but here's the catch, it had to be completely useless, what would it be?
That's a good one. Right? You didn't say completely useless. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't have any super... Is it really a superpower if it's useless?
I mean, like, maybe you could, like, make a pen disappear or something. I don't know.
Well, something like, even something like that. I was going to say if I could stop my two boys from fighting, but that's not useless. That would really calm me down.
That would be very, very helpful.
Okay,
we'll skip that one because that's kind of a weird question. So how about this? I just literally placed you on a stranded, you know, island.
Yep.
And instead of bringing an item with you, you could bring one celebrity. Who would it be?
I'm gonna need entertainment.
I was gonna say, don't say Diplo.
No. I need. You know what? I love stand up comedy. I'm just trying to figure out who the best comic is. I love Tom Segura. I think he's hilarious. Or Sebastian Maniscalco, who is I like that guy's. That guy had a similar upbringing as me, being an immigrant. So probably one of those two.
All right, good answer. You're gonna need to be entertained, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to have any technology or TV or anything, so why not?
Yeah, wait for the rescue. Have some laughs.
Love it. All right, and Alex, before we go, any promotions, anything people can check out? I know that you had mentioned the other day there's something going on this summer.
Yeah, if you go to our website, www.mountainsmokes.com, in the next day or so, we're going to be doing our summer sale, which is a BOGO, buy one, get one. And it'll be $9.99 across all three flavors. So buy one for $9.99 and get the second pack for free. So really excited to launch that as our start to summer sale.
Love it. I mean, who doesn't love a free product?
Everybody.
Awesome. Well, Alex, it was great to have you on and very excited to see the Delta 8 launch. Appreciate it. Alex Shegelman, Chief Executive Officer from the Hampshire Group.
Thanks again, Jeff. Really had a good time. Thanks.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.